following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Under through 12.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio brought to you by Subway. No one does breakfast quite like Subway. So wake up with the Sunrise Subway Melt on Toasty Flatbread. Made fresh in front of you just the way you like with whatever toppings you choose. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Want a chance to win $5,000 to pay your bills?
$5,000? I'm listening.
How about urgent bill payments starting at just $5 within the U.S.?
Keep talking.
Plus, pay thousands of billers from utilities to car payments with a proof of payment guarantee.
Huh.
Say hello to Western Union Payments and visit WesternUnionPaysMyBills.com for a chance to win $5,000.
Say no more.
Western Union, moving money for better. No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. We guarantee to provide a payment tracking number or your fee will be refunded. Payment may be delayed or services unavailable depending on certain conditions. See payments form for details.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Colin.
Staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites for business is a real game changer.
Well, their HD TVs with the latest plug-and-play technology is a definite game changer.
I love anything with the word play in it.
Let you hook up your tablet to their HD TVs.
Gives you the big picture.
And sometimes you need a dongle to hook it up.
A dongle?
A dongle. It's like an adapter cord.
Seriously, you're messing with me, right?
Look it up.
Maybe I will.
La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Make sure you book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Wow, that's big stuff. Did you just hear that? Nebraska basketball was on SportsCenter, top of the hour. I mean, you got all these bounties and Tim Tebow and NCAA number one seeds playing tonight. And still, in that 90 seconds, time for them to say Dana Altman staying at Oregon. Again, duh. If you folks want to keep firing off Nebraska basketball, I'm all for it. Bring it on. But coming up as well in just about 5 minutes here, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire is going to join us. As you know, he's been with us all football season answering your questions. Of course, it's not just football. It's baseball. It's basketball. It's all fantasy. And he'll join us here in about 5 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. So email or Facebook us your questions for Jeff Erickson if you're getting ready for your fantasy baseball draft. And we will pass those along to Jeff. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or like us on Facebook, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis with you on today's program. Also coming up, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay, director of the Race and Sports Book. What has all this movement with Peyton Manning, Tim Tebow, and the Saints getting the death penalty, what has that done to the odds? Are they even on the board right now? I think the Jets and the Broncos are. I'm interested to find out more about the Saints. Plus, into the Sweet 16, who looks good to Mike? Who's got some value to him? I think Wisconsin might have some value to him. We'll see if that's what Mike Perenio agrees on. Plus, the Masters is right around the corner in the start of the Major League Baseball season. And once again, we'll go into why anyone in their right mind would bet on the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series today, when in 5 months you can get probably better or the same odds. So there you go. All that coming up. Love to hear from you at any time on the program. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We'll also be giving away some Nebraska Danger tickets later on in the program today.
Douglas, the Nebraska basketball search, you led that off. You mentioned, you know, another name shooting the program down. Now, we talked about this name, well, I think 3 weeks ago probably. Why, Larry Eustace is?
No.
No way.
You're asking me, and 90% of them I'm shooting down. I get
that. 98% of them.
No. Again, you only need one guy, Tony. You only need
one guy. Okay, what's the drawback with Eustace?
Again, what does he bring to you?
Well, he brought talent to Iowa State, like a Tinsley, like a Marcus Fizer. He got the Southern Miss is not a hotbed. He got them back to the tournament. I mean, his resurrected programs wherever he's been. I'm just saying.
Where is he the coach again?
Southern Miss.
And what are they?
Conference USA.
A mid-major. That's what they are. They're a mid-major.
Like, we're in a mid-major.
How many times do I have to say not a coach from a mid-major?
He wasn't a mid-major at Iowa State. He had success at Iowa State.
He liked his natty light. I don't think T.O. is going to bring him in. Everybody seems to think that T.O. won't bring someone in that has had past problems, which is wrong.
He's got a great story. He's been sober 8 years and, you know, made some mistakes. And I mean, fine.
Larry Eustace would be better than most of the ones that you and folks have talked about. I'll give you that. I just, again, that's not the direction I would be looking, as I've said numerous times on the show. I don't know. Everybody wishes they knew who the right hire would be.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm sure Tom Osborne does. I'm sure he's getting tired of people saying no. No thanks. I'm not interested. It's interesting because a lot of people thought Altman would be interested and would want to come closer to home and his dad living in Lincoln. I mean, that was the feeling a lot of people said. Now, obviously, with the financial resource he got at Oregon, he's got a pretty good thing there. Obviously, people happy with him there. The other train of thought was, why the hell would he leave? And that's what he decided to do.
Well, as we told you, it is that time of the year again to talk a little baseball. There's so much other things going on that baseball has been shoved to the back burner here. But Jeff Erickson from RotoWire and RotoWire.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to get you ready for your fantasy baseball draft. Jeff, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Doing good, guys. Glad to talk to you again.
Well, it's great to have you on. We've got fantasy baseball questions that we want to get to, but obviously fantasy football is a year-round deal, especially if you have a keeper league. So let's get a couple of the questions out of the way here. Peyton Manning's value right now is what? If we're going to draft in August, where do you see him? And if somebody's thinking about trading or picking him up in a keeper league, what was your advice to those people?
I'd put him among the top 10 quarterbacks, probably not the top five. I'd have to, you know, we'll see how this whole Saints situation filters down a little bit. You know, Breeze is still, you know, unhappy with the contract situation, obviously. We'll see what goes on with that. But I would put Rodgers, Breeze, Brady for sure ahead of him. I'd probably put Cam Newton ahead of him. Probably, you know, his brother's right there with him right now. It's close. But I would look at him. I think that he landed in a good spot in Denver with Demaryius Thomas. You know, Eric Decker, as long as Decker's healthy, of course, which has always been a part of his problem in his career. We'll see what else Denver brings in also in the free agency. They bring on Dallas Clark to, you know, give him his creature comforts.
Jeff, what does the movement of wide receivers, does it affect, you know, like Brandon Marshall going to Chicago? Colston stays put. Josh Morgan makes a move. Several people out there. Does that affect their draft stock right now to you, or does all that depend on the preseason, what goes on there?
Well, the good news for Marshall is that he's worked with Cutler before, so there's going to be less of a ramping up curve. You know, often we see free agent wide receivers struggle in their first year. They have to learn an entirely new system. You know, Brandon Lloyd going to the Patriots is an interesting one to me because it's Josh McDaniels is there. He gets a chance to work with him again. The Patriots desperately need a wide receiver that can go downfield a little bit. You know, help open things up for Welker. I think that's something we noticed in the Super Bowl a little bit and also in the playoffs. So I think he's a really, really good fit. I think they got him for a pretty good price, too. So that one I don't suspect will be a problem. A big-time free agent signing that might not work is Pierre Garçon going to the Redskins. You might want to, maybe quibble with the phrase big-time because, you know, Garcon's only been, you know, hot and cold in his career, but he's dealing with a rookie quarterback. I think everyone's going to think RG3 is going to do the same thing that Cam Newton did last year. I don't know if it works that way. So that might be a tricky situation for him.
Wow, with RG3, that wouldn't be the greatest combination. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis leaves the New England Patriots to go to the Cincinnati Bengals, who I thought had a pretty good running back rotation going there, but when you go to New England, what does this do to our boy Danny Woodhead, and does this mean they're looking for a trade or a draft pick as far as a running back goes?
Well, remember, they spent 2 second-round draft picks last year on running back. So keep in mind that those guys will be part of the mix more this year. As a Bengals fan, I am happy with this signing because I thought that Cedric Benson was a bit of a flat tire. I thought that it was about time for a change. Now, we'll see. Ben Jarvis Greenells, I don't know if he necessarily profiles as a full-time carry the load back. I don't know if he's in on third downs all the time. He doesn't catch a whole lot of passes. I still think you're going to see a lot of Bernard Scott, but I'm kind of happy with this as a Bengals fan, at least, see what this does. And I think you're going to see like guys like Stephen Ridley get more run next year for New England.
Fair enough. We'll move on to baseball. We're here with RotoWire's Jeff Erickson. Jeff, obviously there's so many different formats. The most regular format in baseball and drafting a team, what's the most regular basic format?
The most basic format is your standard 10-team mixed league, maybe 12 teams if you can get adventurous a little bit. Where you, instead of head-to-head like football, it's rotisserie style, where you compete in categories. Have you guys played a lot of fantasy baseball before?
It's been a while since I played fantasy baseball, but I know your pitchers, you're looking at strikeouts, wins, saves, and you're
whip.
Looking at
right, exactly.
And your whip. And as far as your offensive, you're looking at home runs, you're looking at batting average, you're looking at stolen bases. What else am I leaving out there?
Runs and RBI.
Yeah.
And it's the standard, we call it 5x5. 5 hitting categories, 5 pitching categories. Head-to-head is kind of picking up in popularity, so a lot of people are doing that, especially people that started off playing fantasy football first and decided, hey, I'll try baseball, because I'm missing out on the fantasy world. So we're seeing a lot of those guys play head-to-head format more. But the thing you want to know, think about the rotisserie style is you need to pay attention to where these guys help you, not just whether they're good players, but how all the pieces fit together. It's a little bit different than football, where you're just basically trying to pick the best player. Yeah, you're worrying about positions. You basically have to worry about positions and also what they do. And it's a little bit of a different style. I like it. There's a lot more pieces on the board, if you will. There's a lot more ways to kind of play the game.
Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. Jeff, I guess one of the reasons that it's become popular is because of fantasy overall. The one of the reasons that people get into it and then 2 years later they're out of it is it simply takes too much time. Fantasy football is, you really only have to look at it once or twice a week. Fantasy baseball is basically every single day. What do you tell the folks that would like a happy medium that just can't do it every day? Are there leagues out there for that type of person where you can just put it in for 1 week and you go?
Yeah, absolutely. And that the standard league, the original leagues, were structured to be once a week moves. Pickups is also what start them and sit them too. So you don't have to like manage every day. You can set that when you go to your favorite site, whether it's Yahoo, ESPN, or Fox, or whatever, setting your league. You can set it that way so you can have weekly moves. And I know a lot of people do that, and many of the leagues that I participate still do that way. It's kind of the old school way.
Jeff, I guess from a just a baseball fan's point of view, I would think Albert Pujols would be the obvious number one pick in leagues. In reading your magazine, Jose Bautista came up number one. Pujols was second, third, or fourth, whatever. Why is he not automatically the number one choice?
He still probably gets picked number one more than anybody else.
Okay.
And that one that you saw was a mock draft. The guy liked Jose Bautista because he qualified at third base still.
Okay.
Third base is a little bit of a drop-off. This year, the top five or six are as tightly bunched as I've ever seen. Pujols is as safe as it gets. Miguel Cabrera actually is as safe as it gets, although his position switch might raise a few warning flags. We saw how he broke his face the other day, so you have to kind of worry about that. If you guys remember like 1980s baseball, memories of Pedro Guerrero trying to play third base for the Dodgers came to mind seeing that play. So a little concerned about that. But, those two guys, you can make an argument for Troy Tulowitzki, for Ryan Braun. You can make an argument even for Matt Kemp, who was last year's number one player. All those guys could easily make an argument for the top pick. And I that's the great thing about this year. There's not that much separation. Even later in the first round, if you get a late round first pick, it doesn't really put you that far behind the eight ball. Whereas in football, back in the day, it used to be that you had to get one of those top five picks. You had such a huge advantage over everybody else. That's lessened too. But in baseball, it's almost always been the case that there's not that much of a gap.
You mentioned third base being a relatively thin position. I think how many quality third basemen are there in your view?
I think the drop off is about 11 or 12, which is much short. It's much lower than it used to be. It used to be that you could go 18, 20 deep and get good power sources from there. You know, after number 11, 12, it's kind of painful, actually. You have to take a chance on a guy like Mike Moustakas who hasn't done it yet, or David Freese being able to play 150 games, which he hasn't been able to do yet, or some of these other young players that failed last year breaking out. Pedro Alvarez was a big bomb last year, for instance. There was a lot of injuries, a lot of failures at third base last year.
I'm just going down. Have you even heard of these guys, Doug? Lonnie Chisenhall, Brent Morrill, Edwin Encarnacion. I mean,
yeah, I've heard of him. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire and RotoWire.com. Find out all the information you want at RotoWire.com and pick up the RotoWire Fantasy Baseball Guide for 2012 before you head into your draft. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Troy in Hastings says, Jeff, when do I take my first pitcher?
Common question. I think you could make a case for it in the middle of the second round if you wanted to, in Clayton Kershaw or Roy Halladay. I prefer not to build my team that way. The great thing about fantasy baseball is you can build your team multiple ways. I think a lot of the answer to that question also depends on your draft preference and also on the size of your league. The deeper the league is, the earlier some of these pitchers are going to have to go, because there's a drop-off in hitters around number 20 overall, 20 to 22. After that, I get a little uncomfortable choosing among those hitters. I'd rather take the elite pitcher, and there's only three that really qualify for that, and that's Kershaw, Halladay, and Justin Verlander. You can maybe elevate Cliff Lee to that class, but that might be pushing it.
So in your – just give me a refresher course here. You've got a 10-team league, 12-team league. Let's go with 10. You're five rounds in. You want four position players and one pitcher, or would you want a different ratio?
That's frequently with my ratio, and I can sometimes even go five position players. If it's a 10-team league, for instance, that means there's going to be a ton of starting pitchers available, especially because we're in the so-called era of the pitcher right now. It means there's a lot of guys in the 40 to 50 range among pitchers that could easily be as good as the 20 or 30 pitcher. So, I'm willing to take that chance that I can pick out those pitchers better than other people. And meanwhile, it's getting increasingly difficult to find those good hitters. So I'll load up on hitting early in a 10-team league. In a 15-team league, there's less that comes to you, so I'll be more likely to take that pitcher early. I might even take two pitchers in those first five rounds.
You pay any attention to a pitcher's stats in spring training?
I pay attention to velocity. I pay attention to if a guy doesn't have any sort of command at all. That's the sort of the stats I really pay attention to. ERA, not so much. Batting average, definitely not so much. Here's a little stat for you last year, too, on the hitting side. Guess who led Major League Baseball spring training in homers?
It wasn't Pujols?
No.
It's Jake Fox, backup catcher for the Orioles, now the backup catcher for the Pirates. He did not hit 10 homers in the regular season. This is the sort of thing that spring training stats can do to you. You don't want to get too caught up in it. So, Gregor Blanco has 9 stolen bases for the Giants. That's nice. I know former Royal, he has some decent on-base skills. He's not going to do that much in the regular season. Don't change your draft strategy because of spring training stats.
Well, here's a question that is always fun, no matter which kind of a draft you're in, whether it's baseball, football, whatever it is. Jackson and Blue Hill via the Dent Popper inbox. Who will be this year's fantasy baseball comeback player of the year?
Dustin McGowan, pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. Spent the last 3 years trying to rehab from an arm injury. I think he wins a starting rotation spot for the Jays, and he's got a lot of talent. Now, it's a risk thinking that he can go all the way back, but I think there's a pretty good chance that he's going to surprise some people.
Okay, for us Royals fans, any Royals on your board?
Yeah, there's a lot of Royals on my board. Unfortunately, they've already had a terrible spring in terms of injuries, Perez and Soria getting hurt like that. I think the Perez injury actually is more harmful because of what's behind him. Alex Gordon, I'm big on. I think what he did last year is totally legit. It's one of those high-pedigree guys. Finally, he's got his position. He's playing every day. He's no longer having to look over his shoulder to see if he's ever going to get sent down. So I'm big on him repeating what he did last year. Eric Hosmer is the truth. I think he's going to be a fantastic ball player. There's a lot of good young talent. I think Moustakas shows some gains. I think that the outfield in general is pretty interesting. I'm not a big Jeff Francoeur fan. I think he kind of regresses off of last year a little bit. I'm a little worried about him. And as a late-end pitcher, I like Lou Kochhaver. I think what he did in the second half last year is impressive to me. He's starting to miss bats a little bit more. You're looking for a sleeper reliever. I think Greg Holland gets the save that Soria vacates. Maybe not right away. Broxton might be the guy at first, but I think Holland's the guy you really want to own.
Well, just to last a minute here with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. By the way, they have Alex Gordon listed as the 12th outfielder in their mixed league rankings. And with this, I have one more question for you, Jeff Erickson. Big Daddy Tony Davis, myself, Doug Duda, wants to know why Lucas Duda is 84th in the outfielder rankings.
To be honest, you know what? He's higher than he was in the magazine. I gave him more at bats. The question for him is he had that concussion at the end of the year last year. Can he pour it over to the outfield on a regular basis? I mean, he's a converted first baseman. So he could be higher, though. There is some upside. I actually have owned him in two leagues, so there you go.
Right now, you're doing a draft. Right now, you got the number one pick. Who is it?
Miguel Cabrera still.
Miguel Cabrera. Fair enough.
Yep.
Jeff, we appreciate picking your brain, and we appreciate having you on the Doug and Daddy Show and giving us a minute of your time. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Take care, Jeff. Jeff Erickson, RotoWire, RotoWire.com. All the information you need, not just for football, but baseball, basketball, all your fantasy leagues. Check it out at RotoWire.com.
It's pretty interesting. You know, when you start looking and you're going down and people are taking second baseman and you're going down to, you hear Chase Utley. I mean, that's fine. Danny Ugla. You hear Ben Zobrist. Jason Kipnis, he's 13th overall. I've never heard of Jason Kipnis, Kelly Johnson, Aaron Hill, Ryan Roberts. I mean, you're going right down the list here of people on the, you know, once you get past 12 at second base. Now, obviously, if you got a 10 or 12 team league, you don't need to go down that far, hopefully, till one of your guys falls down and breaks his arm or something. But nonetheless.
Kelly, just got your email. It just popped up. I apologize. Next time we have Jeff on, we will ask him your question about Ben Zobrist and Carlos Lee. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Irish Ken has chimed in with an email, so we'll get to that. More on the Nebraska basketball coaching search, your chance to win Nebraska Danger tickets, and we head to Las Vegas with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you hear it? The sound of you running full out across town. A broken-down bus can't stop you. You are a man who thinks, who gets places. A cheetah on four cups of coffee. You are wearing Dockers signature khakis. This meeting will happen, and you will look good making it happen. Because you wear the pants. Discover the secret power of Dockers signature khakis at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. sportsauthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. sportsauthority.com. All things sporting good.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Let the madness begin.
Deron Lamb, right corner for three. Got it! Two huge threes for Deron Lamb, and Kentucky leads by five,
69-64.
The 2012 NCAA tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
Catch every game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times through the day today, with an isolated chance for some showers as well, with a high around 62 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to 41 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 48.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby.
Duggan.
Drifting over the line, yeah.
Duggan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this fine Thursday, where we get ready for a beautiful weekend in Nebraska. And folks, while you're enjoying it, maybe you're going to be getting out in the yard again, and maybe you already have been, and you realize, oh, man, a little sore from golfing or a little sore from trimming up the trees or whatever it is you're doing with your yard work, you want to relax, why not do it in a brand new recliner or on a new Serta mattress from your friends at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture offers you an in-home trial period before you make your purchase, and even if they bring it into your home, which they do free of charge, by the way, and it doesn't look or it doesn't fit or it doesn't work like you had hoped, doesn't matter. They'll take it back and bring you what you want. They want you to have the just the right help service. That's why they're there. Just the right help. Whether it's in the store, at your home, at your business, wherever they're delivering it, they'll do it free. They'll take the old stuff out, and there's no special add-on pricing. Check them out online, brucefurniture.com, or visit them today at Bruce Furniture, just right for you, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Right now we go out west where the sun is shining bright, I'm sure. It's probably 80 degrees. He's probably in the lifeguard chair right now. Mike Perenia from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook joins us. Mike, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing? It is going to be 80 degrees today.
It's outstanding, and we've got some friends that are out there and have been at the Mandalay Bay, and I think a couple of them have come up and maybe seen you, if not maybe later today. How's the crowd out there for this year's NCAA tournament?
Well, since the games are later, it's going to be a slow progression towards craziness, but yeah, we've had quite a few of the Doug and Daddy listeners come out and talk to me, and I think there's more coming in today.
Well, there's a wild crew coming in today, too, just so you're aware of that. Mike, the book been winning, players been winning the first weekend.
We did all right this year. Last year was about the same, handles down a little bit, but the wind's a little up, so overall it's a little better year. It's been a very good year compared to last year, starting in January with us making money on the BCS, and the Super Bowl was good to us this year compared to last year where we took a little beating. But with March Madness, I know you've got some guys coming out here, but I've increased my bodyguard staff, so I'll be okay.
I was going to say, you let those boys out the country, you get them in the city, look out what's going to happen. What's going on besides, sometimes we wrap up our talk with what's going on at the Mandalay Bay. The Masters coming up, baseball starting right around the corner. We'll be getting into the Kentucky Derby and, of course, everything that's going on with horse racing. What's going on outside the sports book at the Mandalay Bay?
You know what, we've got boxing coming up here on May 5th with at our sister property, MGM. We've got a fight, Cotto Mayweather. There's a good undercard on that with Mosley and Alvarez. Got the Bradley Pacquiao fight in June. We've got a fight here at Mandalay Bay. If someone wants to come out here and go to a fight, it's a great time to come out. It's May 19th, right after the Derby. Of course, if you come out for the Derby, that's the best thing to come out for out here. But, we've got the big event center here. We've got the Academy of Country Music Awards, which I know probably your listeners are country fans, and they do a live shot from here on April 1st, and then they've got a country music experience that has at Mandalay Bay the day before and the day of the country awards, and Zach Brown Band's hosting it. So, you know, there's always something other than sports, gambling, horses. We got the pool here, which you guys know is unbelievable. With both the adult pool and the regular pool, and it's just an unbelievable good time. We're a resort, and you can come here and not ever leave and have the best time of your life.
I'm going to be honest, it's the only pool in Vegas where security told me to put my shirt on. I was disappointed. But what do you do? A lot of different sports, Mike, when we're talking this time of year because of all the action. But the action goes tonight in the basketball. And are there when the lines come out right away, is there movements, or do those lines settle in pretty quickly and stay where they're at?
There's immediate movement. There hasn't been a lot of movement, I think. As far as the straight lines go, Michigan State's gone up from 4.5 to 5. Over-unders tend to move a little bit. That Xavier-Baylor game, the total went up 3 points from 139.5 to 142.5. Just about every total's moved, but they're more sensitive. We move totals on a lot less money than we do sides of the game. And I tell you what, the biggest it's not big money and it doesn't make us a lot of money, but you can just tell the crowd go crazy as these props were doing the first team to score 15 points. I've never seen a prop take off so much. I'll be sitting in my office and I'll hear a huge cheer and I'm going, the game just started. Well, it's people betting these first team to 15 points, and you can get some good odds on the big underdogs, especially the first week where you have the bigger point spreads. But sometimes the teams that are big underdogs do get to that 15 points first and then end up losing by 20. But it's interesting to hear the crowd just go nuts over those first team to score 15 points. It's a fun prop, and that's the kind of stuff you get when you're in Vegas that you can't do sitting at home.
Yeah, Daddy, remember when we were out there last year and our team would jump out to an 11-2 lead? They'd be up 11-2 and then brick six in a row, and all of a sudden it's 14-13.
I remember
that was a lot of fun.
I remember 14-12 and somebody crashed a three, and it wasn't the team with 14.
It's just fun. I mean, that's what, the gambling part, that's the fun part about it. It's something to root for at the beginning of the game, and then you settle back and watch the game.
Okay, Mike, as far as odds to win this deal for the NCAA tournament, is there an underdog or somebody you think's got a, if you're throwing a dart?
Well, I've always liked Kentucky in the overall tournament, and with North Carolina's injuries and the way things have worked out with teams, they still look pretty tough to beat. The old thing about it's good to have seniors in the tournament, and you can go a long ways, but Kentucky never has seniors. They hardly ever have juniors. These guys go to the NBA after 1 or 2 years, and that's not a bad thing for Kentucky. They're a little inexperienced, but when you got that much talent, they're tough. Team I like that's pretty decent odds and looks like they're as tough as nails, maybe not as talented, but as tough as nails, is Marquette. And I think they have a shot of winning this week and advancing over Florida. And in the bracket they're in, they could still go a little ways and maybe even get to the finals. And then once you're in the final game, anything can happen. They're not, like I said, the most talented team, but if you met those guys in a dark alley, you'd be running for your life.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Mike, we'll get away from basketball just for a minute because all the acquisitions and what happened with the Tebow and what went on with Peyton Manning getting signed. Your NFL odds, has that been a big deal? Did people hit those immediately, or is there not much action this time of year?
No, the minute Tebow went from Denver or Peyton first
right.
went to Denver, it went from 75 to 10 to 1 almost immediately. And the Jets aren't going to move a lot because it's still questions on whether they were, what's going to happen. Washington dropped huge from 151 to 25 to 1 when it looks like they're going to get the kid from Baylor. These odds move pretty quickly. It's interesting how the Giants have actually gone up from 12 to 1 to 15 to 1. Pittsburgh gone up from 6 to 1 to 12 to 1. Eagles have gone up from 6 to 1 to 10 to 1. Kind of like those Eagles. One of these days they're going to get past that big game before the Super Bowl that they've been stuck on. But, yeah, a lot of movement on trades and drafts possibilities. We try to be a little proactive on that. And Denver at 10 to 1 from 75 to 1 almost happened immediately. And I think we caught it before a lot of people got to the window, but they tend to bet it. If they're going to bet Denver, they're going to, if it's 75 to 1 or if it's 10 to 1, they're still going to bet what they came to bet.
Yeah, but you'd rather have them at 10 to 1. So what about the Saints, Mike? Are they even on the board right now?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are, the Saints, they played without their coach when he had the leg injury, so they'll have a capable guy backing up for this year. And it's just interesting to see. The thing is, it's a suspension like that's definitely hard. But I think he makes like $7 million a year. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
I mean, not being the coach, and that, you know, that's tough on a team. It's the one team because of the stuff that happened last year, where they had he couldn't be on the field and had the knee surgery. That it won't affect them maybe as much. They actually went from 10-1 to 6-1 and haven't moved, and that was before the suspension. So I don't think that's going to be a big factor. You know, if you really suspend a guy, yeah, they can enforce that. It'll be interesting to see. You could have a coach coaching from his house with the technology they have now.
Right.
Of course, if they get caught doing that, they may just suspend them, the whole team, for a year if they get caught cheating that way.
Mike, just 2 weeks out from the Masters, Tiger 2 back from the lead right now, just birdied 15 as we just saw the leaderboard. But Masters odds, I'm sure Tiger's still the favorite. He's a popular choice, but is that the case?
Nah, he's the co-second favorite. Oh. Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
McIlroy's been the favorite pretty much the whole way, and then Phil, and then Tiger's right behind him. He's like the third favorite. Dustin Johnson, who I kind of like in the tournament. KJ Choi's a pretty good odds at 25-1. It's a course he plays well, and Masters is getting a lot of play this year because the minute Tiger starts playing a little better, it seems like our golf handles go up. So he definitely has an influence on what we get and what we take in. And it's a good course for him to play. If he's ever going to win another major or start to win majors, it would probably be the Masters. But not convinced his head's still back to where it is. And no one's afraid of him. It's not the same attitude he used to have when he could reel them off one after another. And if people aren't afraid of you, you lose the intimidation factor. And when you're putting and you're not intimidated, it seems easier to make those putts.
So like the odds on Tiger right now are what? That's the third choice.
6-1.
Six
he
to
was
one.
15. Opened up at 15-1. He's been playing well, like you said, playing well this week so far anyway. So he's down to 6-1, which is generally what a favor should be. But when Tiger was on a roll, he would be, you know, 8-5 in tournaments. And probably deservedly so, because when he was on his streak, you know, it's so hard to win a golf tournament. And he did dominate more than anyone ever will or has and probably ever will, but just not the same guy.
Just the last minute here with Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Anytime you go out, be sure to look Mike up. Takes care of our Nebraska folks and Doug and Daddy listeners. And, of course, Major League Baseball, Mike, also getting ready to start right when this NCAA tournament is over. Who's the favorite right now? And fans always of the show say, give me some odds. Who does Mike like? Who's one we should take right now? And also throw in there why you never bet the Cubs. But who's leading the way right now?
Well, maybe now I'm too old. I was going to say maybe now if I bet the Cubs every year. But unfortunately, you don't get any odds on the Cubs because we know people are going to bet them no matter what the odds are. They're 10-1, have no shot this year. They don't care about contending, I don't think, so that probably means they'll win it this year. But the favorite is the Phillies. They're 9-2. Had big action on Detroit because of their acquisition. They went from 15-5-1. Giants went from 20-8-1. So the other big moves were the Washington Nationals. They've got a lot of young talent that may pan out. Went from 60-20-1. And the Toronto Blue Jays, I got to think that was someone one better that made us move that from 75-22 because we really don't get a lot of public coming in betting Toronto. So somebody bet it, though. I don't know. I can't give name names, but that one dropped quite a bit. And which is kind of interesting because that's a tough division, and at 22-1, that's a tough play now.
And the Mike Perenio play is who?
No, the Yankees. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh God!
Got to give the favorite every time you play. You know what? I'm kind of leaning a little bit to the Miami Marlins. I hate the name change. Miami Marlins doesn't sound right to me. They're 15-1. should have a good year in the new digs out there. And if you want to take a shot, I'm still, like I told you guys, I'm a big believer to wait till later in the year and try to catch something kind of like the Cardinals last year, where people caught us with the good odds, or Green Bay Packers 2 years ago in the NFL, where they were 28-1. If they won the game against the Bears, they made the playoffs, and you get them at 28-1 before that game, higher than they were all year. So, but if you want to come to Vegas and not have to come out here, you know, two or three times a year, it's futures are fun. I mean, you can bet them all and hold the tickets at home, and if you win, fly back or mail them in for payment. You do got to be here to play it, but you can bet all this stuff and mail it in for collection.
Our beloved Royals?
Kansas City. They're beloved. We got regular season wins up, too. Since you mentioned that, Kansas City's over-under is 79.5. So that tells you probably not going to make the playoffs. They're predicted to win 79.5 games. And, you know, their odds aren't actually that bad to win it all. To win the pennant, they're 12-1.
Ooh.
Seems kind of a low number. And they're 40-1 to win the World Series. So there's worse teams like the Astros and the Padres and the Athletics and the Mariners and the Pirates. But, you know, teams like them, they tend to trade away their good talent, and it makes you wonder if they're even trying really to win.
Well, Michael, we appreciate you giving us the time here, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, and enjoy the great weather. We hope to see you soon.
Thanks. We'll see you guys out here.
Take care. Mandalay Bay, the place to be in Las Vegas, folks. Whatever it is you're doing, they'll take care of you. Whether you're betting the horses, betting basketball, you're just there on work or vacation, Mandalay Bay, check it out. Always great events. And that's Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay.
Great guy. A lot of fun. There's always something going on.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Dan says, Larry Eustace would be a great hire. Plus, his wife has a cool name, Stacy Eustace. Daddy needs to say that fast 10 times. Thanks, Dan.
We'll put her on the list with my friend's wife, Carrie Berry. Stacy? Lou Stacy.
Greg says, how about Dave Rose of BYU or David Carter of Nevada? Haven't heard either one of those names.
I have not heard either one of those names.
Still want to get to Irish Ken. He's talking about the bounty of what has happened now to the gang from New Orleans. Don't forget all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. If you're hungry, come in and try one of the BK toppers and their great new French fries that they've had going here in 2012. Check them out at BK. As we go to our final break here, let's take a look at Nebraska Danger football tickets. Oh, we've got a family four-pack for tomorrow night's game against the Wyoming Cavalry. Kickoff at the Heartland Event Center is at 7:05. The number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Nebraska Danger game against the Wyoming Cavalry. Here's your trivia question. They're the Wyoming Cavalry. Which city in Wyoming do the Wyoming Cavalry play their home games? 888-455-ESPN.
It's only about three choices.
3776. Where do the Wyoming Cavalry play their home games? What city are they based in Wyoming? Back after this.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 3/31/12.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy. When you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Spring home improvement season is here. Is it time to invest in a new roof? Maybe an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Or perhaps this year, your deck gets a makeover. At Platte Valley State Bank, we're ready to provide you with that little help you may need with incredibly low home equity loan rates. Stop in, call, or go online at pvsb.com for more details. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, proudly born and raised in Nebraska. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times through the day today with an isolated chance for some showers as well with a high around 62 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to 41 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 48. And I'm steady while I'm starting to shake. And I don't know
how much more I can take. Oh, this is it. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Matt in Kearney. He knows the Wyoming Cavalry are out of Casper, Wyoming, the great city of Casper. Okay, how many Wyoming cities can you name, Daddy?
I was going to go the big Cheyenne and Laramie, and I would have got Casper, but I mean, seriously, I don't know any other cities in Wyoming, I don't think.
Jackson Hole?
Oh, Jackson Alvin. Hole, sure. What was it?
Torrington.
Okay.
Lusk. Yeah. My mom was born in Lusk and grew up in Torrington.
Lusk?
So otherwise I wouldn't have known probably Lusk or Torrington.
Huh? I mean, when you say them, I recommend rattle off, give me five Wyoming names. I think people would scratch their head out there, especially when you're thinking of an arena football team plays there.
Speaking of things that make you scratch your head, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox for Irish Ken, who says, top of the morning, laddies. Oh, I thought it said ladies. Oh, laddies. See, he's still hung over. He's still hung over from St. Patrick's Day. He goes, there's something missing in the whole Saints bounty issue. I decided to draw from my vast repository of math skills to try and get things to add up, but to no avail. Here's the problem. Why would a player risk a $25,000 fine and a possible suspension for putting another player out of a game with a bad hit for a mere $1,500? The only thing I can add to the equation that solves the problem is, or else. I don't think the money is the real motivator. Irish Kent. Why would you do that, Daddy?
Must have been more...
I mean, to those guys, that's not even a night out.
I don't know, but seeing these hits they keep showing of the New Orleans Saints, I don't see, like, tons of them. Yeah, they might have been a little bit late, but it's football. It is a contact sport. I mean, I don't see tons of hits where you go, wow, that was blatantly after the fact. If somebody comes across the middle, you know, that's a one disagreement I've got with Roger Goodell. If you're a receiver and you put yourself in that position, I'm trying to separate you from the ball. That's when I signed my contract. That's what they hired me to do. You don't want to go across the middle? That's fine. That's your right. But when you do come across the middle and you get hit, and immediately when somebody gets hit, oh, they're going to be fined. You know, a lot of hits are with the shoulder. It's a boom, boom thing. I don't like that. It's just what happens in the sport. The thing with the Saints that I don't think people are making enough about is if you fess up to your mom when you're 6 years old that you did something wrong, the punishment's not near as bad as when she finds out 3 days later. When everybody's denying, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And they got investigators for 2 years now been doing this deal. And then you get caught, then it's a bad deal.
And you can let us know your feelings on the NFL's punishment on the New Orleans Saints. All you have to do is take our Doug and Daddy poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Is it too little, just right, or too much? I've already voiced my opinion that it is too much. It is way too much. What is your feeling on the NFL's punishment on the Saints? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and cast your vote on our poll question. If you're a member of the Rewards Fan Club, you'll pick up some points for that that help you pick up great prizes, or you accumulate those points and get bigger and better prizes, including RFA tickets. By the way, we are scheduled to talk to Houston Alexander on the show tomorrow. We're a week and a day away from RFA 2 at the Viero Events Center on March the 30th. Also tomorrow, Josh Howgie is scheduled to join us. We're working on a couple of more guests at this time. We'll see what that happens. But don't forget to sign up at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, the Golden Spike Youth Recreational Soccer Tournament is May 11th through the 13th in Council Bluffs. You can sign up or have to sign up by April 25th, but if you sign up your teams by March 22nd, and by the way, that's today, then the coach will receive a $50 Visa gift card. So if you're going, get it done early. Award-winning fields, age groups from under 6, under 8, under 10, 12, and 14, all those age categories. And there's so much going on during that stay and soccer. There's many other things going on with the Union Pacific Museum, Chipper's Big Adventure Weekend, and a whole lot more. You can find out about registration and accommodations and how to get that $50 Visa gift card if you sign up today. Go to their website, cbysa.org, cbysa.org. Not a whole lot going on in the world of sports locally. There's a ton of what was going on nationally. Daddy, we haven't really touched on it. Your thoughts about Tebow going to the Jets?
Well, I had a kick out of it yesterday when supposedly the Rams were interested, Jacksonville was interested, and everything's coming down, and the Rams read the contract language, and they say, wow, that's not going to work out for us to pay the $5 million. And Jacksonville goes, no, the $5 million clause in there. Jets apparently have attorneys that really didn't read the fine print, and they said, yeah, we'll do this trade. And then all of a sudden, people are firing into the NFL Network. It was hilarious watching Rich Eisen say it. I've been the commissioner of fantasy football leagues. You know, when somebody tries to slip a trade, you know, and the guy's hurt or something, and you sign off on you sign the trade, the trade's done. Now, they came back, and sounds like they split the $5 million, so it cost Denver $2.5 million, and it cost them $2.5 million. I hope it works out. Everybody's cheering for Tim Tebow. I don't see what value he adds to the team, really. I mean, Sperano with the Wildcat formation was one of the first ones, I guess. You know, that's one of the intriguing things about it. How much will he be on the field? I mean, that remains to be seen. But I think it's pretty great for Peyton Manning. He's in a good situation in Denver.
Carl Pelini making news. They fired his athletic director at Florida Atlantic, and Chippa Jones says this is it for him. All that and more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. To wrap things up.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Manta.com here with small business owner Joe Buchek of Lighthouse Construction and Restoration.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
With Manta, business has grown 50%. He's so busy.
Whoa, super busy.
He's expanding to new cities. If Joe had a free moment, he'd tell you himself how Manta.com helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
You tell him for me.
Well, I think it just did. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. AutoTech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The Tri-City Storm is home this weekend to take on Omaha Friday and Dubuque Saturday. Face off at 7:05. Hear the games on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska Danger is home Friday night to take on the Wyoming Cavalry. Kickoff at the Heartland Events Center is at 7:05. The Nebraska baseball team opens Big Ten play this weekend. They'll host Illinois Friday at 6:35, Saturday at 2:05, Sunday at 1:05. The UNK baseball team is at Colorado Mines this weekend, and Hastings College will be hosting Mayville State Saturday at 2, Sunday at 11 in doubleheaders at Duncan Field. In softball, UNK is at Colorado Springs Saturday and Sunday. Hastings will open up conference play at Dakota Wesleyan Sunday, and the Nebraska softball team opens Big Ten play hosting Northwestern Friday and Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm Doug Duda.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times through the day today, with an isolated chance for some showers as well, with a high around 62 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to 41 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 48.
The NIT has its Final Four, and the wackiness that is, a couple of the number one seeds, Washington and Stanford, made it, and then you got Minnesota, who played this whole tournament on the road into the Final Four after edging Middle Tennessee last night, and then you've got Massachusetts in there. Where'd they come from?
I didn't know that was even going on, be honest with you.
They're trying to be number one. 16 teams in the NCAA men's and women's tournament are left. They're trying to be number one. They're already number one at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, located in Kearney on South 2nd Avenue. ThinkMidway.com. And they are embracing the number one awards that they have received, because why are they number one? They're selling cars and trucks and vans to you, the customers, and you're satisfied. Don't forget that Midway is the exclusive dealership of the Midway Certified Pre-Owned Warranty. 2-year, 100,000-mile warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance, 30-day exchange privilege, lifetime supply of car washes, a year free of routine maintenance, and more and more and more. They give and they give and they give, and they want to give some more. Check them out at thinkmidway.com or stop by and see the great gang. Maybe you need just a little tune-up. Maybe you need the oil change. They'll get you into that Mopar quick loop, 30 minutes or less, in, out. Not going to cost you that much either. You don't even need an appointment, because they've got so many great trained specialists. They'll take care of you at Midway. Chipper Jones, man, he's 40 next month. Love the Chippa.
Yeah, he's been a fan favorite, I think. And when you grew up watching the Braves on WTBS, you know, the Braves are an endured team to a lot of people in the Midwest. I think people are fans.
That brings up Chipper Jones.
There you go. Skip
Jones,
Carey.
Jones batting .324, 37 home runs, 102 RBIs.
So he's gone after this year, and the Denver Broncos have added another target for Peyton Manning. Wide receiver Andre Caldwell, who spent the last four seasons with Cincinnati, who had a total of 6 touchdowns in those 4 years.
Hasn't been all that productive. Probably hadn't had the quarterback to throw him the football like maybe Andre Caldwell would desire.
Our buddy Steve Sippel posting on Husker Extra that Florida Atlantic Athletic Director Craig Angelos, who oversaw the football program's move to Division 1A and had a hand in the completion of their on-campus football stadium and led the search to name Carl Pelini as their head football coach, he was let go yesterday. According to the Palm Beach Post, Angelos informed his staff at a meeting after being told by the university president, Mary Jane Saunders, that his contract would not be renewed. Pelini was asked by the Palm Beach Post whether he saw any signs that Angelos would not be his boss 4 months in. He goes, I have no idea. How would I ever know that? I just got hired to coach football, and that's what I'm doing. There's soldiers and there's politicians. I'm a soldier. I just come out every day and do my job.
Kellen Winslow, Carl Pelini, and neighbors. He took the line from him.
And they are both soldiers.
Warriors.
Soldiers, warriors, whatever they want to be. Tom Osborne said yesterday, we haven't offered the job to anybody.
We haven't offered it because no one seems to be interested.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, we want to thank the folks that joined us on the program today. Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and RotoWire.com discussing all that's fantasy and fantasy baseball. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, giving us his thoughts, who he likes. He likes a little Marquette, folks, if you're still looking to take a stab at who might be out there to get into the championship game. He likes himself a little Marquette. Tomorrow on the show, Tri-City Storm head coach Josh Howji, as they have another two games at home this weekend. And from the RFA, Houston Alexander, all that and more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we'll see you then. 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Bye for now.
It looks just like a credit card.
But it works just like a check. It's a debit card. When we use it, the money is automatically deducted from our checking account.
What about interest charges?
There aren't any.
And it's accepted everywhere?
Just like a credit card.
The debit card. It's today's way to have the convenience of a credit card without the interest charges. See us today. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.